This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Monday, April 22nd. While cattle markets on Friday were fairly quiet, live cattle trading just up about 30 and feeders down 55. But for the week, we had a fairly strong week. The lives were up around $2.50, feeders up around $3.72 on the front month. So at least finding some stability here after a pretty good slide over these last few weeks. The market has found some stability and even managed to get a little bit more of a bounce. In the cash trade, fed cattle averaging around 183. That trade got started really on Thursday and continued that way on Friday, and that is down one from the previous week. Dress trade at 294 was about steady with the previous week. In the box beef values on Friday, we were mixed. Choice was down 13 cents at 296. Select was up 156 at 291. The spread lost $1.69. We're sitting at 484. Movement was 126 loads. So for the week, we had box beef volume of 593 loads. That was up slightly from the previous week, down from the previous couple weeks before that, but not a bad number all in all. We started out strong on Monday, had kind of a poor performance on Tuesday, and then started scraping our way back toward the end of the week. So all in all, box beef volume was right in the range of where we've been over the last several weeks. The slaughter rate on Friday was 113,000 head. For the week, that puts us at 600,000 even. That is up 9,000 from the previous week, and it's down 13,000 from a year ago. Dressed weights for the week averaging 847 pounds. That is steady with a week ago. So that's the first time in a couple months that we've seen box beef weights be steady. They've been increasing every week for the last few months. And again, this is the first time that they've been equal to a week ago. But it's also worth noting that it's 32 pounds over where we were a year ago. That's a huge increase. And these are record weights that are coming out of the feedlots. So, that, or at least on a dress weight basis. So this is something to consider too, that even though our herd numbers are down and slaughter rates are generally lower from a year ago, these weights are making up for a lot of that of those lower numbers. On the feeder cattle cash as of Thursday, trading around 4,100 head roughly, average price $246.11, which is fairly close to where we were on Wednesday. The 7-day average is down 62 cents at $241.73. So the feeder cattle cash market hanging right in there. You know, the values have chopped around a little bit, got a little nervous when the avian flu thing kind of blew up, but for the most part, they have stayed quite strong. So what I'm looking for there is, from a seasonal perspective, we tend to be strong. If we're moving strong and the market is working its way higher at this time of year, it tends to peak out in early May. Usually you're done buying calves for grass placement by then. So even though the market has sold off quite a bit over the last couple months, it does appear that we're getting a bit of an updraft here on feeders. We still could have another $4 or $5 in this market pretty easily before we run into notable resistance. The cash markets would suggest that at least the futures would hold together on these front months for the short term. So I think that it is offering support to the futures market. The live cattle futures, of course, have a big influence on that. That's, I think, the market that is most at risk. I think we could so easily get behind on marketings with the weights already very heavy, and we're headed into a seasonal time window when the markets start working lower, when consumer demand starts to taper off into summer. The buying for the spring grilling season is pretty much done by now. So that's why that seasonal high has already peaked, it appears, in mid-March. So whatever rally we're getting into, you know, April, I think for live cattle, you know, is we're usually well past the seasonal high window by now. For feeder cattle, we could have a little bit more gas in the tank here, but I don't think it's going to be a whole lot longer before that market kind of runs out of steam as well. We had a cattle on feed report out on Friday. Total on feed numbers as of April 1 were 1% more than a year ago. The trade was looking for 2%. So we had, and that's a 7 month in a row where the on-feed numbers were higher than the previous year. And we place 11.8 million head. The percentage for steers and heifers, steers are at 61%. That's up 2% from a year ago. Heifers at 39% are up 1%. So we're still placing heifers more than where we were a year ago. And we were already in herd reduction status, well into herd reduction a year ago. So there's still no evidence that producers are retaining heifers at this point. So that herd rebuilding process really has yet to begin. I think that will begin this fall. You know, again, most calves are already placed on grass. You're not going to see a lot of movement there until late summer. And that's when decisions will be made about heifer retention and herd rebuilding. For March, the placement rate was down 12% from a year ago. The trade was only looking for down 7%. So we placed 1.7 million head. So it appears that feedlots have been slowed to market. The weights have been increasing. So clearly they're just kind of holding back their marketing rate and just putting weight on the cattle that they already have rather than buying very expensive replacement cattle. At some point, that's got to stop, and that's clearly showing up in the placement rate, and it's showing up in the marketing rate. Marketings were down 14% from last year. The trade was only looking to be down 12%. So we marketed 1.7 million head. That marketing rate is the lowest since 2015 for the month of March. So I think feedlots are walking a pretty fine line here. You know, yeah, their prices are good, and they're trying to, you know, push the packers into paying higher money. They're adding weight on. That's how they're making their money, is higher weights with these higher prices. But again, getting into that time of year when consumption tends to back off and the retailers have already bought for the spring grilling season, they could find themselves painted into a corner fairly quickly here. So my guess, you know, the reaction to this report, it does have a bullish slant to feeder cattle. But for live cattle, this slow marketing rate, I think, shows us that, you know, these heavy weights are going to continue for a while. And I don't see it being really all that bullish for the live cattle, even though it does lean supportive for the feeder cattle. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.